Vidaber Hashem on Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. The Medrash points out that Parshas Bamidbar follows up. I don't think it's a coincidence that follows up from the Torah and the Eish, the Torah of Mayim that we spoke about a Lag BaOmer. Spoke about what it means, the Torah of fire, the Torah of water. Says the Medrash. Lama b'minbar Sinai mikan shanu chachamim b'gimol dvarim nitna teira. Be'eish u'mayim u'b'midbar. We spoke about the idea that fire represents passion in Avodas Hashem, aspiration to go higher, the desire to understand the mysteries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every Jew has his own neshama. Mayim is the nurturing component of water, the nurturing component of Torah. Rav Miller, this past Shabbos, pointed out that the three Sfarim, Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, correspond, Shmos is as referred to by the Kadmonim as a Sefer HaGeula. He advanced that Sefer Vayikra is really an entire expression of Maimed Har Sinai. And now Sefer Bamidbar goes from Har Sinai and the expression of Maimed Har Sinai and all the halachas of Maimed Har Sinai, to Sefer Bamidbar, where Klal Yisrael begins to go out. And it's very much in Yonah Diyoma. In Yonah Diyoma, the Talmidim are ending the Zman. Our great yeshiva celebrated its Chag HaSmicha. Musmachim are going out to the world, going out to a real Midbar. Rav Friedman is here. He's on the front lines fighting a spiritual holocaust in the colleges across America. Maybe we could add that Sefer Shmos, the Geula comes through the Mayim of Yamsuf. Mayim. Vayikra is the Har Sinai of Eish. Klal Yisrael sees the fire. Everything, though, is incomplete, the Medrash is telling us, without the Midbar. Even if we eternalize the Teiras HaMayim and we eternalize the Teiras HaEish, without this Midbar, whatever this Midbar represents, then it's incomplete. Says the Medrash, what's the commonality between the Midbar, the Mayim, and the Eish? To tell us, Divrei Teira Chinam, that they have the commonality that whoever wants, call me Shabbat, anybody who truly desires to be a Talmud Chacham, anybody who truly desires to have a Chelek HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, call me Shayavo Yavo V'yito. But there's something else. Dover Acher, continues the Medrash, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe B'Midbar Sinai. Even if a person has the passion of Torah, he has the component of nurturing of Torah, says the Medrash, Dover Acher, Kol Mishena Oisa Atzma Kimidbar Hefker, Eino Yochol Liknos Es HaChochma VaTorah. If he doesn't make himself open like Hefker, and that's what I want to discuss tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, three basic definitions of what the Medrash might be referring to when the Medrash says to make yourself hefker. To make yourself humble. What exactly is this bechina of humility in the metaphor of a midbar, a desert? Says Rav Yosef Rizovsky. Number one, be accessible to everybody else. Open to everybody. Pasuach kimo midbar. These days, Kabbalah Sator is ki ish echad b'leiv echad. If a person isn't open to everybody, if a person's not willing to share, and he points out that the conditions for Kabbalah Sator, no se ba'ol chaveiro, anava, all of those things that you see in the Memches Dvarim, which many people learn towards Kabbalah Sator, all of those things are dominated with this Bechina of Hefker. We've joked in the past that there was a person who was dressed up on Halloween and they had sponges on them. Somebody asked them, "What are you dressed up as?" And the girl who was dressed up said, "I'm self-absorbed." And our generation, you have people who have Teres HaMayim, you have people who have Teres HaEsh, but they're full of sponges, self-absorbed. It's antithetical, as Rashi points out, Kabbalah HaTorah is Kiyish Echad B'Leiv Echad. The Mitzriim run in the opposite direction. K'leiv Echad B'Yish Echad. Even in their missions, it all starts with a place of self-absorption. How I remember so vividly, and in many ways, I've learned by tremendous, tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. I've been zochet to see many, many great people, both here in Arzeinu HaKadosha and in America. But my mother, may she be well, she's now well into her 70s, as a little child, simple things, simple shmooze, simple things, on cold winter mornings, that she would see Mrs. Kerensky walking to the senior center, and I knew that my mother was rushing to so many other things. Everything stopped. When she saw Mrs. Kerensky walking through the snow, everything stopped. That was one of the most important lessons that I heard, that I saw from one of my gedolim. And your parents, many of you saw that from your parents. But there were so many other things. When you're going to be 40 years old, maybe then you'll begin to internalize that. Hefker lakol. If Mrs. Kerensky is walking to the senior center and it's cold outside, everything else stops. Bechina of Midbar. Number two. What Chazal mean when they speak about this Midbar? If I quote to you Sefer Daniel, it's another rabbi quoting Psukim. Let's quote a good Maramakam. Piercy Shelley Ozymandias. Anybody know that poem? Yeshiva University Musmach. Ozymandias is the following poem. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Asher, I think it even takes place in a desert setting. Is that right? Oh, my Bekias is still a little, I still have a little bit of left. Ozymandias is this dramatic statue of this powerful king that Shelley describes that was once one of the most important, dominant figures in the world. Of course, that's in Sefer Daniel. Kingdoms call and kingdoms come. Rabosa, you might be a big pea in the pond. You might have an important job in camp this summer. You might have gotten a fantastic scholarship. You might have said a fantastic pshat in Rambam today in Shir. There were a lot of people that walked in that desert. Realize that time is going to come and time is going to go. Adam Yisoydei Me'ofar V'Soyfoy Li'ofar. Our great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shechter Shlita, once commented to me, the cemetery is filled of people who thought they were irreplaceable. The moment a person begins to internalize this is the moment that a person begins to be shayich to what Torah is all about. My father-in-law, by his computer, has a picture of the galaxies, the universe. And there is a caption, and it points to one particular place, one dot in all those galaxies, and it says, "You are here." That's Earth. For sure! The Kotzke Rebbe's Chusla Yoga and Aleinu said that a person and the Alter of Slobodka spoke about this all the time. Gadlus Adam. And the Kotzke Rebbe said that there are two things in life, the two most important things in life that you have in two pockets. On one pocket is Bishvili Nivra Olam and the other is Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. And the key to life is to know when to pull out Bishvili Nivra Olam. That the world was created for me, and at times, a person has to pull out Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. Parshas Bamidbar reminds us that there are times that we have to pull out Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, especially great young men who are going out to accomplish things down the line. Anoch Yofer Veifer. That's the desert. That's the Midbar. So Midbar so far is two things. The accessibility to others, to be mafkir ourselves to others, and to realize Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. And the last. Zokt Reb Leib Chasman. Man has to realize that he's hefker, and it's so easy for him, and this is a classic Musar from Reb Leib Chasman, that man has to realize how easy it is for him to fall. And Reb Chasman has an amazing ha'ara in the Lashon HaMedrash in this week's parasha. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to have flags. Says the Medrash, B'shosh Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Asa Isam Degalim K'moshe Nisavu. Klal Yisrael wanted to have flags. Now there's another medrash that says that they actually witnessed these flags during Maimid Har Sinai, that the malachim, whatever that means, that the malachim were carrying these flags. Many Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Kabbalah all talk about that these degalim are not simple flags. There's something very, very deep and profound. The Klal Yisrael wanted it. Hischil Moshe Meitzar. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets up tight. Omar, and Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned. These degalim that Reb Leib Chasman points out in another place, the Medrash says, they witnessed the malachim, they saw malachim have them. He gets up tight, and he says, Achshav asida machlokis li'inosem bein ha-shvatim. I'm concerned that these flags that have these great powers to them, great significance to be more precise, they have a side that's also bad. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry. Moshe Maich Paslecha, Kfar Yeshlem Tachsim Yaakov Aviyem, Keshem Shetono Oso V'Yikifu Oso Esmitaso, Kach Yikifu Es HaMishkan. If the flags are going to surround the Mishkan, then just like the Shvatim were unified around the bed of Yaakov Avinu, they're going to be unified as well. Chasman has a fascinating view. He says Moshe Rabbeinu's Hava Mina was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the fact that Klal Yisrael was going to possibly fall. Even though the idea came, mimekamos nisgavim, it came from very, very high places. And listen to Rav Chasman's language. Even though the seichel, ki biyadiyas haseichel beruchnius, even though the seichel and ruchnius is in a very high place, a guy's finished smicha, a guy's been learning day in and day out, Adayin lo hoil klum legabe yetzahara shu nimtza begufay. And Rav Chasman develops that it's possible for a person in his intellect, his set of morals, his entire mohus, to be in one holy place. But he says, never forget that the guf is an entirely different place. And if a person doesn't daven that the guf stays connected to the Seichel and the Makom HaKadosh, Chas v'chalila, the Guf could cause things and distort the Seichel in a way that the Seichel would never have imagined. He says, this is the Pshat. When we say in the morning, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shesamto chalkeinu miyoshvei beis hamedrash, lo samto chalkeinu miyoshvei koronos, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He put us in the beis hamedrash, so that's enough. He put us in the base measure. What does it mean, Veloshet Samta Chalkeinim Yoshevei Kronos? And the answer is that if you take someone with all of the values and all of the spiritual identity of the base of Medrash, and you put him in the Yoshevei Kronos, he could end up exactly like everybody else. There's a double Melchama. There's a Melchemes HaSeichel, and there's a Melchemes HaYetzer, V'amevin Yavin, that's the Pshat Moshchei Lebeis HaMedrash. Reb Chasman points out a very chilling thing. Akavya ben Mahalel Oimer. Often this is said at the time. Some people have heard this. It's one of the most chilling things to hear, where you're at a Beis HaKvaros, and they begin to sing the Chevra Kedisha. It's almost a... It's this chilling chant where they say, Histakel b'shloisha dvarim ve'inata boli de'aveira. Da me'ayin boso lo natoy leich. Know where you're coming from. Know where you're going to end up going. We start as a cell. We end up going back to the earth. Frecht Reb Leib, if that's so, stop right there. Ein Musar Yosem Mizeh. And if you think about it, at that moment, when a person's there at the Beis HaKvaros, Ein Musar Yosem Mizeh. But there's one more part of the Mishnah. V'lefnei mi'at ha'asid li'tein din v'cheshbon. Why do you need that? For the Seichel, there's nothing more powerful than the above two things. The moment a person begins to think about that, Ein mechayiv yoser mizeh. But that's all in the Seichel. The Guf needs to know that there's going to be a din v'cheshbon. The Guf needs to internalize that ultimately we need to speak its language. That every single part of our existence, pleasure and so on, has a counter to it. Pleasure that's al pi derech haTorah, simchas haTorah, dveikus v'akadosh baruch hu, and enjoying this world is all the tov. We're not coming and preaching asceticism. Chas v'chalila. But it's not enough that the seichel internalizes this in yeshiva. You have to speak to the Yetzer Hara. Rav Kron has an amazing story from a fellow, Rabbi Yaakov Sherman, who was flying maneuvers for our great country. He was not religious. He's now a real Ben Torah. And there's something absolutely frightening that happens to pilots, and they could train for it over and over and over again, but there's a phenomenon of vertigo where a pilot could think, because they get dizzy, their sense of formation could be entirely lost, and they could be convinced that they're going in the right direction, but they're really heading down. Instinctively, Reb Yaakov Sherman, Kobe, thrust his jet in the position that he thought was upward. However, he was really flying upside down. His jet was hurtling downwards at frightening speed. But as a safety precaution, Israeli jet fighters are equipped with two altimeters to protect pilots struck by vertigo. He managed to somehow bring his strength of character to ask, to radio, to base, tell me my position. Am I going up or down? They screamed back to him, you're going down. Kobe took hold of the yoke, the stick that controls the direction and position of the plane. He would have to yank it back towards himself to cause the plane to turn back over so it was right side up. However, in his state of mind, he was convinced that this maneuver would turn the plane upside down. With his body demanding that he do one thing, and his mind insisting that he do something else, he said, the hardest thing I ever did in my life, terror-stricken, he pulled the yoke towards himself. Slowly the plane turned over, having been directed. Rabbi Yaakov Sherman goes on to say that it was at that moment I realized how powerful the Yetzer Hara is. And that means that as much as we've accomplished in our intellect, if we haven't radio to base, if we don't have a base where we check and make sure that it's not only Shesamto Chalkeinu Miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, but things that prevent us from being Miyoshvei Kronios, there aren't places where a person could do a din v'cheshbin now, even if his intellect and his priorities are in the right place, then chas v'chalila, he could think that he's flying high and he could be hurtling towards the earth. And that means going towards the Bein HaZmanim, there are a few things that we need. And with this I conclude. A person needs a sense of checks and balances. Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tamid. If there isn't going to be Rabbeim and friends that are going to check us and put us in our place, Mir Tzashem, you'll get married and your wife will also do some of that for you, but you can't rely on her entirely also, as well. That we could talk about in Shalom Bayis. A sense of a base that a person could go to, then Chas v'Chalila, the guf and the seichel could be so confusing, and the guf could be pulling in one direction and tell the seichel something entirely different. Once upon a time, there was a big discussion of how important Limud HaMusar is and was. I'm not aware of anybody today, anybody, that says that Sifrei Musar is not an important requisite in our Avodas Hashem. There are different Sifrei Musar, different things speak to different people. And my last eitz, and I've run out of time, is the extremely important component of Cheshbon HaNefesh. I'm forever indebted to one of my Rabbeim, Rav Braunschweigel, to not only teach me how to read Gemara, but he also told us something very, very simple, Yom Noroi, my first year that I was in a shir. And he said, the simplest thing in the world that I know changed my life and changed many others. So take a pen, take a paper, draw a line halfway through the page. On one side, write Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. The other side, write Bein Adam L'Makom. And just write which things you want to work on. I would add, check it every Rosh Chodesh. Bezer Hashem, if a person has those things, then he'll be able to go Milo Milo. Making ourselves a midbar is a requisite in Avodas Hashem. That midbar means these three things, accessible to others. The midbar also means for a person to realize, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, think about Ozymandias, think about Sefer Daniel, of kings that come and go, and finally realize that a person is extremely, extremely vulnerable. I've spoken in the past, I'm not going to repeat it. The newspaper is full of people who Daniel's daiti, who were really, really good rabbinic figures, really good people who made awful, awful mistakes. I'm not convinced they were krum, they were crooked from the beginning. But it's Ashri Adam Mefachei Tamid that a person needs to make a din v'cheshbon constantly. Be'ezer Hashem, then will be zeicha to bechina of Torah Sa'esh, Torah Sa'mayim, and Torah Sa'midbar.